Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Great to be back. Welcome back to town. We missed you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good to be back. A lot happened while we were out of town. let's start off with some good news. The New Orleans Crime Coalition Satisfaction Survey results. I spoke with Mike Cowan for a few minutes earlier in the show. Your thoughts overall about the survey?
So, you know, the numbers, I think, are reflective of two things. I think satisfaction is largely going to track the crime problems in the city of New Orleans. And crime is down. As crime goes down, satisfaction improves. The other thing that really I thought was noteworthy about this report is I think that some of these numbers to me indicate a degree of sophistication from the community that we didn't have a few years ago. I think the public is much more knowledgeable about the cause and effect of crime, much more knowledgeable about the issues involving public safety, much more trusting of the police department now. And those were the two issues or the two areas that were really striking to me about this survey, you know, that the public is responding to the fact that crime is going down. And the public is also much more knowledgeable about the cause and effects of what contributes to crime, what law enforcement needs to do to continue to build upon the success that they've had. You know, areas in this survey that to me are indicative of the public being much more knowledgeable and sophisticated is that 93% of the public wants the police department to have increased capacity to solve crimes. The public realizes we don't have enough officers. They know that we're not going to be able to hire enough officers in the immediate future to further drive down our crime rate. So some of the other areas that the public is supporting is obviously they want more police officers. 87% want to see manpower increase. 65% want to see police pay increase because they realize pay will both help with recruitment and retention of officers. 84% of the public want the police department to use more computer analytics. 79% of the public wants the police department to lean into more crime camera technology. 73% of the public wants the police department to have characteristic tracking capabilities. And 68% of the public supports facial recognition technology. So, you know, to me, you know, those numbers several years ago weren't anywhere near as favorable. And I think that those numbers, coupled with the fact that crime is down across the board, not just this year, but over the last several years, are the most significant takeaways that I take from this survey. Now, one of the things that got my attention in the survey, buried within the survey, is they've done like a 15-year comparison of what the satisfaction rate was over a 15-year time span. And the high water mark for citizen satisfaction was 64% in 2016. The satisfaction rate with the police department in 2025 is 47%. So what was the crime rate like in the first 6 months of 2016 versus 2025? In 2016, there were 59 homicides. So far this year, we've had 56. 14 of them were the January the 1st terror attack. Shootings in 2016, 113 versus 86 so far this year. That's down 23% this year versus 2016. Carjackings, there were 58 of them in the first 6 months of 2016. We've had 25 in 2025, and that's a 57% decrease. Armed robberies, there were 315 in 2016 when there were over 1,200 police officers. There are 90 armed robberies so far this year. That's a 71% decrease, 25 versus 2016. Auto thefts are up 3%. In 2016, there were 1,049. There were 1,085. But if you take a look at auto thefts, where we've come, there's a 70% decrease in auto thefts in 2025 versus 2023. So across the board, every category, the police department is doing more with less. And the public realizes that technology is the force multiplier that's compensating for the lack of manpower. And we're actually getting better results with fewer police officers, in large part because the police department is using and leaning into technology, and the public wants the police department to lean into a greater use of technology to keep the city safe. In fact, you know, after the January the 1st terror attack, the Teneo group was commissioned to come in and do an assessment. They released a report. And Teneo, in their recommendations, calls for the NOPD and the city of New Orleans to create a secure, automated digital platform to disseminate intelligence to officers on a real-time basis and providing them with access to up-to-the-minute updates and alerts of threats in the community. So what we have right now is it's been the city council is talking about amending the ban on the use of facial recognition technology. So under the ordinance that was written in 2018, facial recognition technology and camera qualities, when the ordinance was written, that ordinance was written based on data from a few years before that ordinance was written. That technology has continued to evolve. And the ink wasn't dry on that ordinance when it was passed in 2018. As the technology continued to evolve and improve. So fast forward to the last couple of years, you have Project NOLA. Project NOLA is a private nonprofit that operates in the city of New Orleans, but has law enforcement relationships all over the country. So their business model is based on the fact that their cameras are deployed on private property. They give their cameras to businesses and citizens. The citizens pay a fee to pay for cloud storage of the digital data, and that digital data is shared with law enforcement. So in the city of New Orleans right now, Project NOLA can use facial recognition technology and can disseminate automated alerts to their law enforcement partners. But the police department, by this ordinance that was written in 2018, doesn't have the authority to use that. I don't believe that that ordinance excludes the New Orleans Police Department from receiving automated notifications from Project NOLA, but out of an abundance of caution, the police department paused the automated notifications aspects of that to make sure that they weren't in violation of the ordinance. So in the meantime, it was Project NOLA that enabled the FBI to track the comings and goings of the January the 1st terrorist. It was Project NOLA cameras that aided the FBI in determining that the terrorist had deployed two ice cooler bombs in the French Quarter. Those bombs were located with Project NOLA cameras, and the bombs were safely diffused and neutralized and removed from the French Quarter. Those cameras were able to track the comings and goings of the terrorists going back several months before the terror attack in and around the city of New Orleans. Fast forward it to the May the 16th escape, great escape from the jail. It was the Project NOLA cameras that provided the automated alert to the Louisiana State Police that one of the escapees was in the French Quarter, and that was the first of the 10 that was apprehended because he wandered within the view of a Project NOLA camera, and that individual was the first of the 10 to be arrested within hours of the public being alerted of the escape. So this technology flat out works. The Teneo report, the experts that came in here after the January the 1st terror attack came in here and said, you know, the police department needs to be able to use this type of technology because of the threats that are posed. You have all of the different law enforcement agencies in the city of New Orleans other than the New Orleans Police Department that are all actively working with the police department to try and make this city safer. They can all use it. The technology that's being used by Project NOLA, and I don't know if the public knows this, but I think one of the initial concerns was that under, you know, in 2018, there was concerns that, you know, the city, you know, big government would access every citizen's driver's license photo and every known photo of every citizen, you know, in New Orleans and in Louisiana, and there would be, you know, Big Brother watching. What Project NOLA does is they only have in their database of facial recognition technology individuals that have been arrested locally. And they put it in a database. They also put in the database if there is an arrest warrant for someone. They have a photograph of them, so that individual is wanted. That goes in their database, too. So the alerts that are being issued are to law enforcement agencies that are looking for wanted subjects. And since their database is constructed of individuals that have been arrested, most of the people that have been, that are part of Project NOLA's database have been arrested by the New Orleans Police Department. Just because a notification goes to an officer doesn't mean that the officer doesn't know who that person is. But Project NOLA's technology will allow for the notification to include the name of the wanted subject. The NOPD doesn't need to know the name of probably 99 out of 100 automated alerts that come into them.
Right.
Because they previously arrested them, they know who they are as soon as they see the photograph of them. What Project NOLA is doing is no different than a Crime Stoppers tip, other than the fact that they are sending an immediate real-time notification to the agency that's responsible for enforcing the law in that area, which makes the police department a more effective crime-fighting tool. I think the public in this survey recognizes that. That's why they are overwhelmingly supporting the use of technologies that include characteristic tracking and facial recognition. And now I think the city of New Orleans is in the process of amending an ordinance that is outdated and is a limiting factor. And I think the council now realizes that times have changed, the technology has improved, the police department is more trustworthy. The database is not going to be the universe of every known photograph of everybody in the free world. It's going to be wanted subjects and criminals that have previously been arrested, and it's going to be done in a very transparent and accountable manner. So I think that we're going to fix the ordinance to allow the police department to use the same technology and have the same tools available to them that every other law enforcement agency operating in the city of New Orleans and around this region and within this state have access to.
You know, I think one of the reasons why I like having these discussions with you and others about what's going on a real-time basis weekly is to help foster that environment where the public gains a better understanding of how things work, connecting these dots, right? And I agree with you. I think because of some high-profile cases where, as you just appropriately outlined, what the public recognized and realized right away is like, oh my God, this technology helps us figure out where these people are right now, and the sooner that we can get them off the street, the better and the safer we'll all be. And as the NOPD increases their resolution rate of cases, and those numbers have gone up, people are feeling safer. They're feeling more confident in the police department. And I think, as you just pointed out, the byproduct is good for the NOPD. It's interesting about that 2016 number that we talked about, because the year before was at 48. It went to 64 in that year and then dropped the following year to 51. And I don't know if there's something that happened in 16 that was an anomaly. But that's a big gain and a big loss in 1 year. Obviously, we're coming from an all-time low in 2023 of 31%. A lot of that having to do, I think, with a lot of the reporting out on the consent decree and the crime rate, right?
Yeah,
As it relates to that confidence, and you and I have said this before, it's hard to regain public trust. It really is, and it's going to take multiple years in order to do so. But it's been significant gains: 9 points from 23 to 24, and 7 points from 24 to 25. Those are not something to just disregard. Those are significant gains.
Right. And, I don't believe that in 2016 the public had access to all of the information about the performance of their criminal justice system and the police department that they do in 2025. So, we started doing these weekly crime trend reports in 2020. So that wasn't available in 2016. You know, so I think that, you know, over the years, and nothing is more important in this or any other community than public safety. So I think because crime has become such a problem, I think the public has, you know, really lapped up and, you know, leaned into learning more about the cause and effect of crime and what needs to be done. And I really believe that, you know, this survey to me, you know, screams out that the public is much more sophisticated about, you know, crime and the reasons for it and what can be done about it than they were in 2016 and years before. So that's no a doubt. Positive because knowledge is power. And I think the public is empowering the and demanding of their elected officials and public officials that public safety be more responsive and give the community the safe environment that they pay their tax dollars for. And I think they're receiving that now. So this is working out, I think, for the city of New Orleans.
No doubt, it definitely is. When we come back, folks, after the break, we'll talk about, we'll get an update, excuse me, on the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office inmate escape and where we are. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll be right back. So, folks, the escape from the jail occurred on May 16th. We're fastly approaching a month now, and two of the escapees are still at large. And, Rafi, I got to imagine that this investigation, follow-up, trying to capture these individuals, we got to be north of $1 million spent already.
I think conservatively you're looking at that. You know, keep in mind that, you know, the dollar amounts that have been attributed to this are $250,000 a week just from the city of New Orleans. And that means the sheriff's office and the New Orleans Police Department. There are 200 200 law enforcement officials that are looking for these wanted subjects. Those include, different agencies beyond the NOPD and the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, the FBI, Homeland Security, United States Marshal Service, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, all of the, the three escapees, two were arrested in Texas, one in Baton Rouge. Those apprehensions cost the taxpayers of Baton Rouge and Texas money to apprehend those people. So you can't even begin to put an accurate dollar amount on this. It's in the millions of dollars. But this isn't a luxury. This is a necessity. These inmates have to be brought back into custody. And law enforcement is not going to stop the last two. It doesn't surprise me that these are the last two, because one of the two, Massey, had escaped from custody. This is his fourth escape since he's been a juvenile. He escaped once from a juvenile facility and twice from adult facilities. This is his third escape from a facility. And, he's sort of like, enjoying the celebrity of being an escapee. He's posting videos on social media involving all this. And then the other one is a mass murderer. He's been convicted of four homicides. Two went to trial, and he was found guilty by unanimous jury verdicts of a double homicide, two counts of second-degree murder, and then he pled guilty to two counts of manslaughter. So those are just the four convictions that he had. These 10 individuals, when they escaped, they had 14 open felony cases, most of which were crimes of violence. I'm sorry, those 10 had 14 prior convictions, most of which were crimes of violence, and 49 open pending prosecutions against them. So one of the reasons that crime is down is because people that escaped were behind bars. Now that they're back out on the streets, law enforcement recognizes the public safety risk that they pose. That's why they've deployed 200 law enforcement personnel from multiple agencies to find these people, and they're not going to stop till the last two. But there have been 15 individuals that have been arrested for aiding and abetting these 10 individuals that escaped. There was planning that went into this. And after the escapes, there were people that aided and abetted these escapees in eluding apprehension. They're being arrested. And the most recent arrest involves the purported girlfriend of Derek Groves. Derek Groves is the guy that I just told you about that has four felony homicide convictions. So he is motivated. He's facing life behind bars when he's taken back into custody. And on Monday of this week, his girlfriend, purported girlfriend, was arrested. Now, she was, at one point in time, an employee of the parish sheriff's office, the jail. So between August of 22 and March of 23, she was working there. She was terminated in late 2023 for bringing contraband into the jail, a knife and a Cheetos bag containing marijuana and tobacco. So the most frequent way that the contraband gets introduced into the jail is from jail employees bringing it into the inmates. One of the most challenging aspects of managing the Orleans Parish Jail is that the inmate population is some of the most violent and notorious in the city of New Orleans. And the guards that work in that jail come from the same neighborhoods as many of the inmates in there. They're known to one another. So in this particular case, we don't know yet what the relationship and how far back it goes between Dariana Burton, who was arrested this week for aiding Derek Groves in the escape. But we've seen bits and pieces exposed with respect to the arrest warrant. Apparently, after the escape, Burton allegedly drove another one of the escapees, Lenton Van Buren, to a house in New Orleans East and then placed a FaceTime call to one of Van Buren's relatives, who told police that Burton and Van Buren were seen together in a vehicle that morning. So law enforcement had to go out, present that information to a judge. Judge gave an arrest warrant, and on Monday of this week, she was arrested. But this arrest, I think, also signals and demonstrates one of the inherent problems that the sheriff's office has as they hire people that are, in many instances, are known and friendly with many of the inmates. I don't fault the sheriff's office in any shape, manner, or form for not knowing that Van Buren and Derek Groves were boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no way that they could know that. The sheriff's office, when they discovered that she had, in fact, brought contraband into the jail, did the right thing. They arrested her and they fired her. The district attorney's office elected to give her a diversion program that allowed her to escape conviction, go through, you know, a training session of some sort, counseling, and then they refused the charges. Even if she had been convicted, she wouldn't have gone to jail. And maybe she still would have aided and abetted Derek Groves. But I believe that if you're law enforcement and you betray the public trust, I don't believe you get diversion. You have to be held accountable for that. So I don't agree with the district attorney's office offering a diversion to a law enforcement official that betrayed the public trust and violated their oath of office and brought a knife and marijuana into the jail. But, you know, that is an inherent challenge to safely operate that jail, because you've got 1,340 some odd inmates in there. Two-thirds of those inmates are in there for felony crimes of violence or felony weapons offenses. The other one-third that are in there for property and drugs have violent felony convictions in their background. So that is a concentration of the worst of the worst in the city of New Orleans. As of Monday of this week, there were 211 people in that jail that were waiting to be tried on homicide charges. So the fact that crime is down in the city is because that inmate population is there and not out on the streets anymore. The police department worked very, very hard to identify and arrest those individuals. And it wasn't just the police department. It's going to be the Louisiana State Police. It's going to be the FBI. It's going to be the DEA. All of these agencies that work together. But law enforcement, you know, laid it all on the line to get these people behind bars, and they were behind bars. And, you know, what happened with this great escape, and, you know, this is another indication of the degree of sophistication that the public has in this survey, because this survey was conducted right after the escape. One of the questions posed to the public was about the escape and whether that influenced the police department's, rankings in all of this. And most of the public said that it did not. But the public also said that the reason for this escape, I think it was 64% of the public said that the escape was due to a managerial fundamental managerial failure at the sheriff's office. That is absolutely the case. The public knows that. And I think what we're seeing right now is that, you know, some of the problems of hiring guards from the same neighborhoods as many of these inmates, but if the sheriff's office just followed their procedures and made sure one deputy was watching these inmates on the early morning hour of May the 16th, that escape never happens. It was only after the one remaining deputy that was there decided to go to lunch, left the inmates on the honor system, that the escape occurred. And if the department
have we been able to find out anything else about that particular cell that they were escaping through?
Well, three investigations that are underway right now. Audits that are underway that.
Well, let's do this. Let me get to a break, okay. And we'll pick it up right there. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafael, we were talking about whether or not we had any new information about the cell that they were able to break through the wall in order to escape.
So those inmates were supposed to be locked in their cells at 10:30 at night. That's lights out. They don't just close the door. It's supposed to be locked. Well, we know that at 12:30, after the only deputy that was watching the inmates from the control booth decided to leave their post to go to lunch, no one was watching the inmates. It was only then that the inmates came out of their cell. So we know that 10 inmates escaped. We know that the cell that they escaped from was vacant. So we know that at least 5 other cell doors on that tier weren't locked. The inmates came out and they pulled the closed cell door from the escape cell, where they removed the toilet from the wall and climbed out through a hole in the wall. So we know that at least five of the cell's locking mechanisms weren't working. Yesterday, J.P. Morrell posted a video, and he was making a point of the jail keys that were turned into him that a former employee gave to him, saying that when they left the employment of the sheriff's office, they never asked for their keys back. And, you know, these inmates didn't escape because they had keys. The inmates escaped because no one was watching them and the jail was not being maintained. So one of the things that JP said that was overlooked, I think, by a lot of people is that there are 3,000 work orders that were open in the sheriff's system, meaning that there were problems in the jail, that they've issued a work order to repair them, and you're talking about 3,000 of them that had not been repaired yet. So we know that the cell door that they escaped through was closed but not locked, was stuffed with toilet paper. That was stuffed with toilet paper by the inmates, and I suspect they did that with at least five other cells because those inmates left their closed cells and escaped, so their doors could not have been locked. When did the sheriff's office know that those cells' locking mechanisms weren't operating? They had to have known that those mechanisms weren't locked because they have a panel in the control booth that indicates if they're open or closed. So The one person that was watching goes to lunch. The inmates come out, and they're out a hole in the wall, and no one finds out that they're even missing until 9 hours later. So you've got three investigations going on, one by the Department of Corrections, one by the State Inspector General, and one by the Legislative Auditor. We're going to find out a lot more over the next couple of weeks as these reports become public, because the governor has commissioned those agencies to go in and do an independent audit into all the aspects of the jail. I think we're going to find out a lot more of the why, and, you know, we may find out a lot more about the mismanagement that has been swept under the carpet and quietly simmering until the point that it, you know, erupted with this great escape. But we're going to find out that there were a lot more issues that were kept behind closed doors, and the public, wasn't aware of what was happening, nor was the city council that funds that sheriff's office. Were they aware of what was going on? But we're going to finally have more of the answers to those questions over the next couple of weeks because of the audits that are underway right now.
I feel the same way, and that's why in my monologue this morning I think it's time to close this chapter as it relates to Sheriff Susan Hudson. She has actually, I think, almost a year, about a year and some days left in her term of office. And, you know, it's just, this is time. It's not going to get any better. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Rafi Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us. Scoot's headed your way, and he joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we will update everything going on in Los Angeles and around the country. We'll also talk about something. It's a new game to play, Trump bingo cards, and I'll tell you all about that. Also, there's something really interesting about ABC's Terry Moran being fired concerning the liberal media. We'll talk about that this afternoon as well.
Scoot, headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. Got a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.